Blog Talk Radio.
Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. I looked up the definition of love in the Webster's Dictionary. And it said that love is a strong affection, a warm attachment. But there are two genres of love. I love the weather. I love the sun. I love theater. I love performing. But being in love takes on a whole new direction. And today's show is When a Man Loves a Woman. But let's just put that on the back burner for a little while. I want to talk to you about your love situation. Now, come on, pick up the mirror and take a good look at yourself and say hello to the designer of your life. What do you love? Are you in love? Is it love or addiction? Well, we heard quite a bit about that with the NFL, but I'm not going to go into that. That is lessons that we have to learn. There's a 12th pathway to unconditional love and happiness. And interacting with others. And it's pathway number 8. I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments that are offering them messages they need for their growth. Abuse in any form is unconscionable. The 12 pathways to unconditional love and happiness. They are loving more, demanding less. Living love methods, the 12 pathways, centers of consciousness, link suffering with addiction as always us living love. Conscious focusing, the instant consciousness doubler. I'm going to give you the calling number. What do you love? Are you looking in the mirror? Do you love yourself? You see, you simply cannot love another until you truly appreciate who you are, what you are, and where are you going? We're the role models for all of our little children. Who do you love? Call me at 347-637-3789. And remember, love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. But how can you give away something that you don't possess? Love. Do you just love everything? Can you be in love with another human being? Are you staying in a love triage that is filled with physical, mental, and verbal abuse, then you're addicted. And I read an article this morning. Now, let me give you the calling number again. 347-637-3789. And let me hear what you have to say, your interpretations about love. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913 Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. You could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure to chat with you. Now get your pen and pad out. Now wait, before you put down that mirror, just look deeply into your eyes. You know that most people can't do that. When I'm in training, when I am mentoring, and I have a male or female pick up the mirror and I say, now look into your eyes, look into your heart. The eyes are the mirror of your soul. And so is your voice. What do you see? Share with me the divinity of who you are. And you want to know what? They can't do it. Because they feel it's rather self-indulging. You know, no, I can't do that. Well, then we need to take a look at how their life is going. Just how is your life going? Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. What deep feelings do you have? First about you. You know, you're brilliantly talented. You're handsome. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. And you're here today, September 23rd, for a reason. You don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. You're off to great places. Today is the day your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. You're just as valuable as royalty. You know, by the way, little sidebar here. It's a fantasy world, like Cinderella and Snow White. But I loved the bishop. I think when he was marrying, one of the couples said, you all have to understand. Now, this is coming from England, and they love their royalty. That's great. That's their choice. And he said, but remember, all human beings are royal. And all babies are royal. And don't forget that you're royal, too. You see, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're living your life vicariously through someone else or they're living their life through you. I don't know. But you could tell me by calling in 347-637-3789. Now go to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I, WatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure to click on the video Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Hey, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. And you know what's beautiful about it? It's an original performance. Roger Plummer, what a voice. And of course, I do the Shakespeare, the sonnets. 18, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? 22, my glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. I memorized it, and I remember being in training with a professor at DePaul University. He said, we're going to learn Shakespeare. And I said, what for? And he said, you learn. And he gives me this book, this enormous book. And he said, well, go to sonnets. and take two, and you have to memorize them for the tempo. Does anyone know what a sonnet is? If you do, call me. 347-637-3789. And our bags are packed. We are a new genre in fundraising. Something different. Aren't you a little tired of bake sales and casino nights? And you know what's great about this play? It is so clean. It's squeaky clean. And the little kids just love it. They just love it. Now, scroll down, click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. The techniques and secrets and methods are mine, and they're au naturel. And you know what? Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. They're yours for life. Take them anywhere. And now, remember, every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change, and it affects our speaking. And I don't think too many of you would listen to me much longer if I sounded like that, or if I was just kind of like slurring my words all the time. There is a chapter, the skinny on skin, your face, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, but the facial exercises bring a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And then I added tongue stretch exercises because, you see, the tongue is the muscle, and if you don't exercise it, honey, it ain't your loose dentures, it's your lazy tongue, and you start to sound like a blithering idiot. And you know, the book is free when you call in. It's my gift to you. It's my way of giving back. Giving back, giving back. What are you giving back in your life? Are you in gratitude? Are you in joy? Are you happy now? Do you feel good now? I act freely when I am tuned in, centered, and loving. But if possible, I avoid acting when I am emotionally upset and depriving myself of the wisdom that flows from love and expanded consciousness. Yeah, we all have a tendency to fly off the handle, don't we? Right away, right away, right away. Let go, let God. God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold out, hold fast. Patience is genius, and get out of your bloated way. You see, I have a tendency to be spontaneous. And then I go, oh, crap, I wish I hadn't done that. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It's taken me years of training. Oh, and there are times when I literally have to write myself a note. Don't call this person. Don't contact this person. Let it simmer for a while. Let it go. Let it go. I think that movie, Frozen, is something that I should see. Let it go. Let it go, because I want to fix it. I want to fix it right now. No, that is not the way love and the universe works. You see, if it's meant to be, no matter what, it will be. And sometimes when a door closes, it may be the best thing in the whole world, because 10 will open. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we're on my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and then go to SimplyAgeless.net. And I just had an email from Tim. He's my videographer. He said that tonight the video will be posted on Kathy, SimplyAgeless.yourvirtualportal.net. against all odds. It is so unique. I could hardly wait to see the revisions and the changes that we made a couple of weeks ago. And then I think he had a glitch with his computer, and hopefully now it will be remedied. Now, we're still on the Elixir Review of the Secrets of the Spring Chicken. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets, the methods. And all of you doctors, oh, I honor you, I applaud you. But you have to experience life before you could talk about it. Remember I told you when I was 50, I said to Bob, our youngest son, that Mom is going to write a book. And he said, yeah, about what? I said, about anti-aging. And he was a teenager then. You know how they could roll their eyes to the heavens? Oh, yeah? He said, what are you going to write about? You haven't lived long enough. You're only 50. Oh. But out of the mouths of babes, he made sense. I know that you're at the turning point. You're a half a century. But what could I possibly have written about? So it came out, years ago, and I finally really put it together because I realized that it had to be all about me. And then I said I wanted to be an e-book. We could have it in a regular book form, but the e-book is there. All you have to do is download it and bind it, and it's yours. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. But we won't talk about that today. You see, I was raised in an immigrant environment, and all these people knew was to work and to put food on the table. Pa Paw and my father, his work ethics, second to none. And Ma Paw and her nutrition, we never had junk food. We got a treat once a month at the Weebold store on 63rd and Halstead, an ice cream sandwich. That was it. That was it, honey. That was it. What about your life? What are you learning about love and life? And what I saw, people that were 30 years old, whew, they looked 50, 60. And then, of course, as we grew up and matured, and I finally realized that I've been taking quantum leaps all my life, and I have to tell you, they loved. You see, some men and women can express family devotion the only way they know how, and that is through work. We did not have a lot of this goody-goody stuff, huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy. But Pa built the house that we lived in. And Mom made everything from scratch. We had a farm. So they showed unconditional love and happiness. And I do have to, a little sidebar here. This big expose about another football player who took a tree branch and twigged his kid. Now, I don't know how hard he twigged the kid. We were never spanked, but Ma had, we had this beautiful cherry tree outside our back door, and Ma had a branch, and it was on top of the doorway going in from the kitchen into the dining room. You know, I've had to apologize to my mother a gazillion times. I drove her nuts. She would always say, I have 4 children and Katitsa. Katitsa meaning me, Catherine. I always had a better way. And then, the minute they told me that I was forbidden to go to the Red Hill, the Forbidden Red Hill, blocks away from where we lived, and every chance I got, I would sneak off. I take my shoes off and I'd climb that red hill. I would sing my heart out and I would dance, and I would pretend that I was traveling the whole world. Ah. And I wound up speaking, a guest speaker on international cruise ships. You see, at that time, your voice, you were to be seen, not heard. And all of a sudden, I'd say, well, gee, I better get home. They might be looking for me. And I'd hear them all going crazy, running around the neighborhood. Katica, Jessica, Doiji home, Doiji amo, da-da-da-da-da. And I would nonchalantly just work my way into the back door, go into the bathroom. We only had one bathroom. And I'd rinse my feet off of the red ore, but I'd forget to rinse out the tub. Don't ask me why I took my shoes off. How I know. And my ankles got more twig tapping than anyone. But I don't remember any welts. I just remember, you know, out of frustration, she said, what am I going to do with you? And my father, the only time he tapped my hand and I was hysterical when I was trying to pull a chair up and this big oscillating fan, a floor fan, I was going to put my hand in to see what makes it work, and he got me just in time, and I thought he killed me. I wailed like a banshee. I don't know what's going on in their lives. But remember, let's go back to the eighth pathway. It's very difficult for all of us that are empty nesters, that our daughter is 60, Bill is 55, and Bob is 53. Don't you just want to jump in and save them? Well, that's the worst thing you can do. Codependency. I'm acquainted with a mother, or her son is in his 60s, and she calls him my little Bobby. And he's in another foreign country, and I'm going, you know, get a grip, honey. Let the man grow up. I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments that are offering them messages they need for their own growth. It has to be for their own growth. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you're still on my website, scroll down and you'll see the books. We already talked about The Elixir of Youth. And now scroll down and choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. It's a book of love. It's a book of sharing. So that you know that you're not alone. Our world is shrinking. Choices you could get by calling me at 847-882-8717. You get a discount. And on the back, it's a soft, hard copy, ebook, and Kindle. And it's available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Choices is a tribute to the contributing authors. They are celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. It's not a coffee table book. This is nonfiction. You're probably wondering, well, what can I learn from Choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. And you'll love the story. No, you won't love the story, but it is Chapter 3, To Live or to Die, I Chose to Live by Sheila Kay. A victim of brutal, brutal childhood abuse physically. You won't be able to put the book down. You truly won't. And then scroll down, and you will see the heart of the lion. Kathy Watson with Tom Patrick. And I'll tell you about his book that just came out in July. But this, The Heart of the Lion by Tom Patrick with Kathy Watson, you see, I wrote a journal. Whenever I travel, I write a journal. And this was my trip that I loved to death to Africa in 1984. Amulets, Lions, and the Search for the Truth. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. A mystical, romantic story embracing the spiritual, personal growth of two desperately searching for the meaning, for the true meaning of life. A fascinating component. While the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. Oh, yes, the love story between Rick and Felicia. To order, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Ex Libris. And then, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. The Greatest of Journeys Start with a Dream, Kathy's chapter, along with experts, disclose success secrets on achieving your ideal life. Experts who are willing to pursue their dreams, willing to tell their stories, their challenges to empower others like you. In my chapter, Chapter 3, Aging with Style, The Passionate Warrior by Kathy Watson, I refuse to take glamour out of aging. From fitness to fashion, I am a fashionista with a can-do attitude. Now, you could get that at Amazon.com or selfgrowth.com. Do you have a book? Do you have a dream that's dancing in your heart? Ah, come on, double dare. I dare you to call in 347-637-3789 and let's chat about it. You see, Tom Patrick has a dream, and do you know that he writes all of his story, his books? The Second Coming, Lucid Dreams. He dreams about the chapter, he wakes up, he's wide awake, and he writes the book, the chapter. It's the Second Coming. The Second Coming of Christ did happen. This is fiction. But was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? You won't put the book down. You could get it at Amazon.com. It made its debut on July 15th, 2013, and the publisher is Publishing and Enterprises. Tom has been writing and developing stories since he was a teenager. But he gets the guts of the story while he is dreaming. What about your dreams? What about your dreams? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but in any country in the world. By logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you can discover what the world is saying. Thousands of shows. Millions of listeners. And if you want the e-book, all you do is get in touch with me. I'll email it to you, and if you don't want to stay in touch with me, that's fine. I'll delete you. As you see, I need to be with powerful, enterprising, positive people. Toxic, negative thinking, go get your own island. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Now, this is a call to action. I'm giving you a great opportunity to share your story, your purpose, your idea, your invention. I don't know. Your product. I don't know what you're all about. But there, yeah, Live with Kathy is sponsor driven. You bet it is. It's a learning curve. Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. It is a powerful marketing tool. Where else in the world can you be on an internet radio show, and after the show is over with, it's archived, you then email your database to send them the link, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. You send them the link, and they hear you. You're now a talk radio show co-host celebrity. And they send it to their email database, and they send it to their email database, and it goes on and on and on. Where? By just the click of a button. And that's what's happening with Virtual Portal, just by the click of a button. So what you do is call me at 847-882-8717, and we'll see what you've got. Mich Bobidit. In Croatian, that's we'll see. Oh, you really think you're good? Well, I don't know. We'll soon find out. I listen to my shows for improvement, and I write down what needs to be really developed. It's a learning curve. So you call me and we chat, and if we resonate, it's a small fee, and it's introductory offer for 10 weeks. They will hear your spiel in my voice, and then in the 10 weeks, you're invited to co-host with me. And, of course, I prep you. No loose cannons. Now, after the show, you immediately log on and hear yourself. Now, you ask yourself one question. After the show, after hearing yourself on radio, would you jump up and order your product? Would you assess yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest? Would you really run to the phone or to the internet to email and say, I've got to know more about this person. I've got to know more about their product. Would it be an aha moment for the listeners while you're co-hosting? Now, if there are some things that need to be tweaked, we tweak them. And then you're on again for another 10 minutes or so, only to promote what it is that you feel that the world needs to know. No guts, no glory. Did you hear me? No guts, no glory. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Shakespeare said, the world is a stage, and we're all actors and actresses. And I'm inviting you to share story and be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as partners. So Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose? To introduce you to Iron Workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their solidarity, but in the spirit of brotherhood and artistry. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. They're all in Canada today. They have this big apprenticeship gala, the event, and Lee Worley is there, who is the CEO of the Iron Workers International, but the apprenticeship department, the training. So it's college versus the Dom Perignon of the trades. It's going to take 4 years. You have to qualify. Now, here's the difference. You go to college, unless you're a trust fund baby, someone has picked up your tab, otherwise you're going to wind up paying for it, or the burden on your mom and dad. And did you waste your time? You see, once you're accepted into the apprenticeship, iron workers will not take any crap from you at all. Uh-uh. You're going to learn. Because you see, you're an extension of their reputation. And they have to have a strong brotherhood. So if you decide that you're going to see if you could qualify, and you qualify, depending on whatever arena you're in, you are earning money in the 4 years. Your health care is in place. And your pension. It all kicks in. And it follows you no matter where you go. But if you're a slacker, if you're lazy, if you don't have this a fire in the belly desire to make a difference in the world through building, then don't bother. Just go find something else. And it is college affiliated. What more could you ask? Log on ironworkers.org. And when you do log on, there is a search for the apprenticeship event in Toronto, Ontario, Canada that's going on this week. And on the October 3rd, Lee Worley will be on the air with me, and he'll give us an update, a very vivid accounting of who won, who didn't. And hey, gals, this is for you too. Yeah, women working in ironworking. What a noble profession. You're listening to Life with Kathy. And I have to tell you, yes, I did work out today. I spent most of my time on weight training. And then I did my balancing act on the elliptical. In Hoffman Estates Park District, they won the gold medal in 2009 for excellence. And they have a 50-plus club, the Consortium, directed by Rika Cuff. You don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your choice. It's your choice. Don't tell me. Don't come up with the reasons. Excuses. If you need a lift, call. Someone will come and pick you up. They'll get you coming and going in most cases. I can't speak for everyone, but log on heparks.org. 23rd, only 7 days. Are you going to have more month than money? Having a little tax issue? Greg McIntyre is our CPA. Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. You'll finally. Page 42. And the book is yours free. But let me tell you, stress, toxicity, and trauma are all leading factors in premature aging and even death. Anger, stress, anxiety, no matter what, it releases toxins into the body. And you have to know how to neutralize them, not only with nutrients, but brain power. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Now, for the face, I've been with Reviva Labs 40 years. Where did the time go? 40 years. They are the leaders in skincare. The results are amazing. Log on, www.revivalabs.com. Have you ever thought of being your own CEO? Do you know that more people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing? How about a home-based business? But you have to treat it as a business. This is what Lee did. In the book, go back to Choices, Lee Puttrick. I'm special, I was chosen. She's brilliant. Well, she is a heavenly angel. And this is in memoriam, in memory of Lee. She taught me so much about a home-based business. And yet, she was drawing her paycheck from corporate America, and she just simply quit. So I have the formula. Call me at 847-882-8717. Because, you see, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. I don't care whether you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, or retired, and you have that, you know, gnawing belly grip that you want to start your own business without investing huge capital. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And what it does, when you are the CEO of your own business, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and to believe in you. Most people don't believe in you, in themselves. Let's talk. Want to be your own boss? Call me, 847-882-8717. Now it's pandemic. More people than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. The perks, ours are yours, you're the CEO. I want you to make it a family affair. Teach your kids. Teach them about finance. Most people don't. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Love, love changes everything. Don't you just love Elvis Presley? Can't help falling in love with you. I can't get over the songs. When I went through my repertoire, wise men say, only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Isn't that powerful? Meaningful? Really touches your heart? We're living longer, but not necessarily better. And the quality of life eludes many, and the quality of life is being taken away from so many of you because of scam and con artists. They want your money. And this PSA has been brought to you by contributing authors and choices. Reviva Labs, leader in skincare from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingertips. Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? Rudy Segovia, son of a migrant farm workers. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reaching, and he keeps reaching for his American dream. He's on the mountain now. The top just saying, if I could do it, so could you. He's an entrepreneur, works from home, and you could do it too. He was a former policeman. How diverse is that? And then my story through the years, all things Kathy, and what is your greatest freedom? Here is the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. You see, they know how to target their prey. It doesn't matter what your age is. They know what you want to feel secure, to feel, and oh, they're great. Oh, their voice is melodious. Serpents. They're pros at sweet talk, promising, they're sociopaths, promising a solution to problems, companionship for lonely hearts. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Oh, he was the king. And you know, based on reports, we lose about $3 billion a year to these scammers and con artists, sociopaths. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Thank you, ARP. The 800 number is 800-646-2283. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but in every country in the world. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand. Take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand. Take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. No man is worth your tears, but once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And you guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that does, she won't break your heart. And when in relationships today, there's a divorce, a separation, let it be. Don't hang on. Let it go. Because if you were meant to be, you'll come back together again. And I'm an avid reader. And the story that I'm reading now is fictional, but it's about a young kid growing up with his father, and he really wanted to learn his father's trade, carpentry and fixing all kinds of things. And he noticed that he and his mother didn't talk very much. So when he got to be an older kid, the father said, okay, I'll let you handle my tools, but it wasn't working out. And the father finally said, was frustrated, and most men can't express themselves thoroughly. And he said, well, maybe we better wait until you get a little bit older. And the kid, way beyond his years, recognized that the only way that his father could express his family devotions, the only way he knew, through work. Boy, did that resonate with me. Most men equate working hard and giving you the paycheck as love, and we have to understand that. No kind words, no nothing. This is all they know. But I want you to know it was an aha for me. My father didn't know how to express his devotion to his five kids. He expressed his devotion the only way he knew, through work. That is profound. Think about that. Think about that. Do you love? Are you in love? Or is it addiction? Nat King Cole's version of When I Fall in Love. What a voice in Sammy Davis Jr. and Elvis Presley. Oh, what. And Andrea Bocelli. When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem too cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. And that moment, when I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. When a man loves a woman. On September 12th, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on September 12th. It was Love and Men. How do you know when a man is in love? He bears his heart to you. He protects you. Makes you happy. Let you have your own way. Now, 10 signs that a man is in love. You ready? Get your pen and pad out. Oh. When a man is in love, he feels it more deeply because all of his thoughts and feelings are pressed down into his body. And when there's a breakup, I know you gals, you cry, you rant, you rave, and so on and so on. No, they don't. They really suffer more than women. Because remember when I said that at your mother's knee, you were told that big boys don't cry? And you're only 4 years old? Look, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I want them to cry. John William is 14. I want to see tears. I want expression. The silver fox is an octogenarian. I want his feelings to come out. You don't have to suppress them anymore. And Bill and Bob. When a man is in love, he's going to introduce you to everyone. It's his way of marking his territory, of telling others that this woman is taken. He has eyes only for you, and when a man is in love, he can't take his eyes off of you no matter what. And he pays attention to everything you're saying. And he remembers your likes and dislikes. If he really remembers that, it shows that he's falling in love. He bears his heart to you. A man is in love when he is not afraid to be emotionally vulnerable in front of the woman he loves. Now that we need to debate a little bit because it depends on what generation you are. Maybe this generation, the boomers and the younger, but in the generation that the silver fox and I grew up in, you did not show signs of any emotional vulnerability. when a man is in love, he's protective of you. Do you find your man always concerned about your well-being? If the answer is yes, yo, he's a keeper. And he wants to make you happy. He will do anything under the sun to make you happy. And he stays in touch, maintains contact with his lady love. And he's truly committed. A man in love will not do anything to hurt his woman. And he lets you have your way if he doesn't mind you being bossy, gives in to all your wishes. He's a keeper. Now, I think that may be in the beginning, but as we get on in life, there are bound to be some changes. And he says, I love you umpteen times. A man in love is not afraid to tell it to the woman, whether he calls up late at night, in the middle of a movie, while driving the car, he tells you he loves you over and over again. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'd trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. And turn his back on his best friend if he puts her down. When a man loves a woman, spends his very last dime and trying to hold on to what he needs. He'd give up all his comforts, sleep out in the rain. If she said that's the way it ought to be, when a man loves a woman, I give you everything I got. Trying to hold on to your precious love. And baby, baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman deep down in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she said that's the way it ought to be. When a man loves a woman, I give you everything I got. Trying to hold on to your precious love. And baby, baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman deep down in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she's playing him for a fool, he's the last one to know. You see, loving eyes can never see. Yeah. When a man loves a woman, I know exactly how it feels. How he feels. Because baby, baby, he cannot imagine his life without the love of his life. Are you committed to your relationship? Take a look at your love today. Is it love? Is it in love? Or is it love and addiction? Can you commit to living your life like it's golden? With the male or female of your life? That's in your life? Can you sing it out loud and strong? Can you take your love, put it in a stroll, letting your joy unfold? Hold on to the love of your life, because if it's meant to be, no one can take it from you. You were born to be together. Strum and sing your own song, playing it your way, the way that the two of you were meant to be. So enjoy the love of your life. Until tomorrow, au revoir.